three family houses that were built to be like row houses, right, in a row next to each other. And so the design and construction looks something like these, right, where they're basically, well, this one there, where the tree is, there was a fire. But like you'll see that most of these are built to be right next to each other like this. These are only two families, but same idea, right?
Yeah.
Like any street, basically, in East Boston is mostly filled with three family houses. But when they moved them to this area that's around the corner. And they gave each person a big swath of land and a driveway. So now they have like their house, the land, and the driveway. And those are the people who sold out. So they're the people who are like, sure, Massport, you can have my land. You can, you know, just move me and I'll be fine. You can have the land. You're going to take it anyway, so I might as well benefit from it. But there was one guy, one older gentleman that wouldn't sell his house and he wouldn't leave. And like, they're like, we're going to take it. He's like, well, you're going to have to take me with it because I'm not leaving. And until he was like 97 years old, he would sit on the front step of his house. His house was falling down around him. And he's like, I'm not fucking moving. You know, I'm going to die in this house. Then you can take it down. And he did, in fact, die in the house. And there was a whole community uprising, and they were like, we should make it into a museum, like a museum to basically signify the community's resistance, right? But there wasn't enough support or enough money or whatever to make that happen, and so they eventually bulldozed it. But they made a park in his honor in that area, and so there's that in stone, in the grass, they made the outline of his house, and then they have some artifacts from his house and a story of his house and everything, which is nice, you know, at least it's something left behind. So we're headed up towards the beach area, but I was going to just show you where these houses got moved to because it's pretty interesting.
And is his house this park here?
No, the park is down where we just were at Neptune Road, but the houses, the people who sold out and the houses that were moved are here. But you can't, in the snow, you can't really see the park or see what the hell they really did, but they did justice to what was there in a way that works for them, but also leaves a trail of something is nice, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't have to do anything.